Virginia Catholic Bishop, No One is Transgender. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 30, 2021. Arlington Bishop Michael Burbidge has written a letter denouncing gender ideology and insisting that no one is transgender, NBC News reported this weekend. In his controversial letter, Bishop Burbidge condemns transgender ideology because it presents a view of the human person contrary to the truth by disconnecting the idea of gender from that of the biological sex of a person. The human person is created male or female, the bishop writes, and a person's sex is an immutable biological reality, determined at conception, which reveals God's design for each individual person. What is new in our times is the growing cultural acceptance of the erroneous claim that some people, including children and adolescents, are in the wrong body and therefore must undergo gender transition, either to relieve distress or as an expression of personal autonomy. Burbidge notes, which contradicts everything that science teaches us about human sexuality. At its core, this belief in a transgender identity rejects the significance of the sex body and seeks cultural, medical, and legal validation of the person's self-defined identity, an approach called gender affirmation, he adds. According to biology, a person's sex is genetically determined at conception and present in every cell of the body, he observes, and thus our biological sex does in fact indicate our inalienable identity as male or female. This reality underscores the fundamental lie at the heart of transgender ideology, the bishop suggests. So-called transitioning might change a person's appearance and physical traits but does not in fact change the truth of the person's identity as male or female, a truth reflected in every cell of the body, he states. Indeed, no amount of masculinizing or feminizing hormones or surgery can make a man into a woman, or a woman into a man. Christians need to remember that true compassion for others, especially if they are confused about their own reality, ultimately rests on the truth. Since the claim to be transgender rests on a mistaken view of the human person, rejects the body as a gift from God, and leads to grave harm, he declares, to affirm someone in an identity at odds with biological sex is to mislead that person. It involves speaking and interacting with that person in an untruthful manner. The faithful should avoid using gender-affirming terms or pronouns that convey approval of or reinforce the person's rejection of the truth, Burbidge writes. It is not harsh or judgmental to decline to use such language. In point of fact, he insists, no one is transgender. A person who identifies as transgender may experience troubling feelings, confusion, or a mistaken belief that he or she is or can become someone different, but this contradicts reality. In his document, the bishop also warns parents of the complicity of the U.S. public education system in promoting a false view of human sexuality. A strong source of misinformation about the nature of the person and the meaning of the body is, regrettably, the public education system, he states, and many aggressively promote a false understanding of the human person in their advocacy of gender ideology. Parents with children in public school must therefore discuss specific Catholic teaching on these issues with their children and be even more vigilant and vocal against this false and harmful ideology, he adds. The bishop concludes by directly addressing those who experience gender dysphoria, assuring them of God's love for them and urging them not to adopt simplistic solutions that promise relief from your struggles by the change of name, pronouns, or even the appearance of your body. There are many who have walked that path before you only to regret it, he states. Follow it, Williams Rome.